Beginnen wir mit Sechtes Kedushin Daf Yud Dalet. We begin mit Basic, and it's not the beginning of the Gemara. We say, okay, look, you know, when the Eved Ivri is sold to a non-Jew, since all his kinyan is with Kesef, so therefore you could be acquired with Kesef. How do you know Nimkel Yisrael? So Pesach Kodrash explains, yeah, since by a non-Jew, it doesn't say in the Torah that he could acquire anything with pulling it like a Jew, because the Ksibbutz in Pesach, economy and Mesecha, or if you're going to acquire from your fellow, miyad means something that's bought from hand to hand. Dain mashicha, which is pulling, which is only a mesecha, which is another yid, but not by a guy. Because Rabbein Tam, this is difficult, Rabbein Tam. Lafishi yehei stam in the Gemara, that comes out that our anonymous Gemara is because you're shlokish. Because Rabbi Yechon, another paragraph, he said, "Bamitzidam mzaim beis the opposite." He said, "Dvar Torah, biblical of moiz kindness. Money does acquire. Narshin peg beis the bechayus and dafiyikim beis miyad mesecha." From the hand of your friend is bekeses, meaning only a Jew could acquire with money. But for a non-Jew, it would only be with meshicha. So usually, rule like Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokas. Now Gemara is saying the opposite, that a non-Jew is only with kesef, and not with meshicha, and Rabbi Yochanan holds no, it's with meshicha, not with kesef. But moreover, the Masechta Levit is Adavai and Beizim and Alvam, the Gemara tells the Lekulam, according to everyone, meshicha, that a non-Jew acquires with meshicha. So that seems like not like what our Gemara is saying, according to Rashi. Rather, same to Rabbein Tam, this is what the Gemara is saying. Since all the acquisition of a non-Jew in the Jewish slave is with money. Yeah, oh, because where it says the word kesef is how is acquired. It's not excluding Mashiach. Of course, all is kinyan with Mashiach. Human is good that he doesn't acquire more the document, because even a Jew himself doesn't acquire Eved B'Shtar. Meaning he does, but it's Elim Shem the Iskish L'Amma. It's only because the Eved Ivri is compared to the Amma Vriya. The Amma Lacheres, and the Jewish maidservant to another Jewish woman, where the Shindig Gemara later on, after Zanin and Alpha, Darshan's, Ma'acheres Mekan Yibishtar, just like a regular Jewish woman is acquired Bishtar. Abzul B'chulu, because it talks about if you marry the Shivcha, the Amma Vriya, and that's how it's with a Shtar. But that doesn't apply by a non-Jew in his Kinyishale, in which is Gidim Gedushin. He cannot have the origin of this Halacha, which is from the Jewish woman, because he doesn't have getting a kedushin, therefore he wouldn't be able to acquire the Eved Ivri with a shtar, and that's what he's excluding. Additionally, it appears to Rabbein Tam that even regarding properties, a non-Jew cannot acquire with a document. The moment he gets the money from the Jew who's trying to buy his property stockly, he's already removed. But the Jew doesn't acquire without the matzah shal liyada until the shtar comes to his hand. Which that means in the interim it's like hefker. But Mashmas sounds like the Inkin Shalav Kachovim that yeah, the non-Jew himself, the acquisition doesn't work based on the document. It's only when he gets the money. Then says this is what Tami begin to say, so love Kabochaimer, who is it? Isn't it like Kabochaimer? What's the question? Ma Abikachovim, if a non-Jew Shana Koin the Ebed Ivri B'Shtar does not acquire the Ebed Ivri with a star coin by Kesav with Kesav, so Yisrael, but Khulu Yisrael that acquires with a star, isn't it Kabochaimer should acquire with Kesav? So why is the Gemara asking, how do you know by a Jew? Kesham says what you could say is no, but the B'Shtar, but it's logical the local echad. Each one, the Jew and the non-Jew, Yesh Kin La'atzmai has a separate kin in the Eved Ivri. Kedashkam, in Perek Beis B'Chayr, we find a similar set statement in B'Chayr Stavid Gimel Menal. Kamatal, when we come to regarding movable items, Mitzvah B'Chadah, Eved Kachav Nam B'Chadah, from the Jew is one type, we say the non-Jew is a different type. So that's why Alex is asking, says, we're not going to say Kavacham, we're going to assume, if the non-Jew is with Kesev, so the Jew we would say is probably something else. How do you know it works by Kesev, by a Jew? Next, it's not the beginning of Gimelam, Meicher Atzmai. When someone sells himself Manole, how do you know that that he has this halacha too? So he says, oh, yell sachar sachar. We learn out sachar sachar that makes a gzeirah shava between the two of them. So that's what we're saying. That's how we know that there's going to be a kinyan of kesa. So Pishup Kondrashi explains, because Nemba Moichatma says by the when someone sells himself as a Ebed Kisacha Ketoshav Yimach, Nemba B'machur Bezin says by when the court sells him, Kimish Discha Sacher, so just like when there it says Sacher, and it's sold with Kesav, like we said, so too when he sells himself. And then it's just when begin to say, Kim in the Yol of Sacher Sacher, since you have this Gzer Shavo, Salam Yitzchok Mekesav Mekinase, why do you need the source of Mekesav Mekinase, we mentioned before, Gav Ebed Kachovim, when the non-Jew buys Ebed Ibi, why don't you Sacher? Why don't you learn from the Gzer Shavo Sacher? The Chsiv Gav Ebed Kachovim, and Beik Chavay also it says Kesachar Shan Mishan Begaima, so you can learn him in Nimkal Yisrael. And in Nimkal Yisrael, Ma'ama can be Pashav Gemar Le'elik, like the previously said. So why do you need the pasuk of Mekazim Magnasi? Because Shem Tzav says the Itzchak Le'el. No, we need a Mekazim Magnasi. Look at the chain Le'el, for we dash enough Chesam Adav to tell us the Kesav Niknam Be'ain and Niknam Etuva Bekeim that is not acquired with Chalipin, and that's what we need it for. Right, but you don't really need Mekazim Magnasi that you really know a non-Jew from Sachar Sachar. Why do you need the hefta? Regarding lin kesef, that to say, oh, yes, she could be, she redeemed with money, so obviously she could be bought with money. When we don't say, don't mention the hefta. You can learn that the Amar Vriya from the Ebed Ivri, which Hanim Kaliso, which is sold to a Jew, and the Ivri Hanim Kalisrael, and the Jew who sold to Israel, we know Ivri Hanim Kalavikachavim, Migzer Shabbat Desacha Sacher. And so therefore, just like over there we know that it's redeemed, so too over here by the Amar Vriya. You're right. You could know it that way. You really need it for something else, like growing kesef, to say that we could diminish the amount of money owed and proportionally only pay back that amount. That we know from the hefta. And that's what we need it for. But really, we could learn out Amar Vriya from Ebed Ivri Hanimka Lisrael, from Ebed Ivri Hanimka Lo Ebed Kachavim, through the Gezer Shova of Sacher Sacher. Mrs. has been to me and say, Amai Yitzchak Kesher Ebed Ivri. Why do you need their hekesh likinyan kesef for to say that there's a kingdom kesef? Nilav Sacher Sacher and Nimka Lo Ebed Kachavim. Why don't you just learn out Gezer Shova where it says Sacher and learn out from the one who sold, the Jew who sold to the non-Jew? So why do you need this hekesh of Ivriya to Ivri that the Gemara brings? Okay, Shabbat is what you say, is the hekesh of the Ivriya, you're right, you don't need it for the kingdom of Kesef. It's a lemeimer, you need it to teach you something else. Ma Ivriya and Yitzhak Bereshiyah Barim, just like Dom Ivriya does not go out when the other knocks out one of her primary tips of the organs, like it is when a non-Jewish slave goes out. Af Ivriya and Yitzhak. And also the other way around, Ma Ivriya Yitzhak Bereshiyah Barim, Af Ivriya Bechula, and that's what we need it for. But you're right, not for the kingdom of Kesef, because you could know from Sacher Sacher. Next test, Matam Ben Zigmara, L'cha, is to teach you, which actually the gift of Avodcha, is for you, V'leli Yerish. But he doesn't serve the Yerish. Which tries to clarify, like Rashi does, Pidish, Kagan Basvach, we mean like the Yerish, that's a daughter or a brother of Abel, who has a Ben, he actually does continue serving the Ben, like he was later on Avid Zayin Amid Beis. Next test, Matam Ben Zigmara, so what does it say, Aznai? To say, oh, but it's only when the court sell him. But there's no nirtza when it's the ears of someone who sells himself. But you can say, wait a second, why do you need to have aznai to exclude this one who sells himself that he doesn't get bored in his ear to continue working? Typically, you can know it for a different reason. Because the Mecha Atzma in the Nitzah, of course he's not going to be able to Nitzah, because the Ein Rabbi Meisler Shevcha Kananis, his master cannot give him a non-Jewish Meitzah, because he'll come like the Gemara says later in the Chav Avon Beis, because we have to say Shevcha Bezbonai. You need that the Nitzah has to be able to say, oh, I love my wife and my kids, which is the Shevcha that he gives her. But we said that the Mecha Atzma doesn't get the Shevcha, so if he doesn't get the Shevcha, so of course he's not going to have Nitzah, so why do you need a special meat for that? Hashem says, we can say, no, the Ilah Vaznai, if we didn't have this meat of Aznai, only his ear, that of the Nimker, but not that of Mecha Atzmai. Havayafin Megzer Shava, I would have learned from Megzer Shava, the Sacha Sacher, Memech Rebezin, to teach you the Avagav, the Leimotzi, Amahav Tezirti, even though he cannot say Avagav Tezirti. Havayamin, the Dinitz, I would have thought that you could, because that's what the Megzer Shava is Sacher's teaching. You can ask, well, and Aznai, that's what you need Aznai to tell you that, no, he's not Nirtzah.